Lots of food talk on the show today, so if you haven't eaten breakfast yet, well, you might be craving something disgusting by the end of this, seeing as it wasn't exactly the most luxury food being brought up as we talked strange family foods from back in the day, pickled herring, and other assorted delicacies. We talked hipster hair trends, that woman that claimed to have 10 babies, the decuplets. Yeah, apparently it was all a big scam. We celebrated National Stupid Guy Day. Local boy Todd Rundgren's birthday with song stories and hit the isolation booth once again for American Woman. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
So with July 4th on its way and President Biden saying that, you know, he wanted to have 70% of the country. Was that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
70% of the country vaccinated. It's looking tough. Right, if that is going to happen, but you know, it does amaze me that, like, in California, they give away millions of dollars to get people to get vaccinated. In New York, you had a chance at winning $5 million. They gave you these lottery tickets to win $5 million if you got vaccinated. Ohio gave away college scholarships if you got vaccinated, but none of this compares to what they're doing in the Netherlands.
Oh, the Netherlands.
In the Netherlands. Oh, okay. Yes, because, you know, obviously it's a worldwide pandemic, you know. It seems that in the Netherlands, all right, if you go and get vaccinated, they will give you pickled herring.
Ugh. What? Is that a delicacy over there?
It's a big deal.
Creepy fairy tale dish is this.
Right? They encourage a herring for a jab is what the promotion is. Right.
Isn't this what the witch bribed the kid in Narnia with?
Right. You know, and, you know, though, a woman from the Dutch Fish Marketing Board said, who could possibly resist? I mean, it seems it is their pizza. You know, it's
seriously?
Like pickled herring is like a big thing in Netherlands.
Listen, if something's pickled, I'm there for it. Herring, I'm out.
All right. You've never had pickled herring?
No.
All right.
Have you?
Yes.
Really? Where?
Right, right.
The Netherlands?
Right. No.
Skiing trip.
I don't know if you've heard of these places because they have them. They have them pickled, uh-oh, and then they have them in sour cream. Also, you could have it either way.
Okay.
I don't know if you've heard of these places. Jewish delicatessens.
Ah,
yeah,
I've been there once.
They're there.
Shout out to Cass.
T-Mobile. The John DeBella Podcast.
Mamma mia.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
You know, I haven't said anything about hipsters for a while now, right? Because, you know, nothing weirds me out more than people who go out of their way to get attention. You know, and that nothing says that more than hipster. Check this one out. This is the new hipster thing. All right, the double mustache.
Excuse me?
I've seen this.
You've seen it?
Yeah.
How does this work?
All right. Well, you know, they're...
John could pull it off marvelously if you want.
They're ironic, you know, mustaches and beards.
Sure.
All right. Well, what you do is you grow a great mustache above your lip.
All right.
And then you grow another one that looks exactly the same below your lip.
Yeah, it's like you have double vision. Perfectly symmetrical.
Yeah. Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. I am dead, and he's even seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it. Not just those, but have you also seen the circle beards?
No.
That's another trend that dovetails off this.
Wait.
Where you take your beard,
right?
You basically shave all of your head, but connect the beard line to your hairline.
So
it's
like
a massive hair circle on your face.
So you look like you're being born.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Well, John, it's 2021.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Come on, man.
I was a C-section.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
This became such a huge, huge story last week, and now the story is falling apart. Remember the woman in South Africa who gave birth to 10 children?
Yeah.
Right. And then we had a story the other day about her husband says, I doubt this. I haven't seen any kids.
Yeah.
Well, it's her strange husband, right?
Right.
You know, she had that picture of herself with that giant belly.
Yeah, but that's it.
All right. That is it. Her name, okay, I got to be very, very careful with this. Gosame, Gosame?
Sure.
Her last name, Sithole. Gosame Sithole. 37. She was picked up by authorities after her strange husband claimed that she was missing. She tried to turn the tables on her partner, claiming that he kept the donations because she was they had like a GoFundMe thing going,
right.
And she was taking all this money in, right? And the guy's he's got nothing to do with it. The cops aren't filing charges against the strange husband because, well, for starters, there are no babies, right? So, you know, what you can't go after this guy for doing it. She set the whole thing up. Sithole captured headlines. Decuplets.
Right.
Yeah, right. So 10 is decuplets.
Very common.
All right. Basically, Sithole is being referred to as a con artist.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. Have we ever heard of anybody having 10 kids at once before? I mean, we know we have the Octomom.
I think once there was a claim of it, but there might not be conclusive proof of that either. I don't know. Has she offered up any new proof?
No, nothing at all.
No exhibit A?
Nothing at all.
Or B? Or F?
All she has is, time in a psychiatric hospital. Right, that is it. That's where they're putting her.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Sounds good.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
I've got a question for you this morning, because you may not have heard, but today is Stupid Guy Thing Day. Right, and we want to open up the phone lines especially to women. Right, because it's Stupid Guy Thing Day, and maybe you have a stupid guy thing that either drives you batty or you don't know why guys do it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've got three guys here in the studio. We should be able to answer. So call us here in the studio, ladies. And, guys, maybe men have some guy thing, you know, stupid guy questions.
That's true.
Sure. You know, so call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK, and we'll try to answer your stupid guy thing question. All right. Do you have one, Cindy?
Well, I can never figure out why guys wear like a lucky hat or a lucky shirt or something to affect the outcome of a sports game.
Matt Cord. Matt Cord just talked about this yesterday.
Yeah. I don't know about how the connection is there. Like, do the players know you're wearing your lucky shirt?
No, you know, like you had that shirt on the last time they were in a clutch situation and they won, right? So you're going to wear that shirt again in case a clutch situation shows up. And they need to win again because that shirt was lucky.
Yeah,
it's just like good vibes get sent out into the universe.
Yeah, are you superstitious at all?
Not really.
Well, there's your issue. Like, before, a lot of times, even athletes do it too. It's a routine thing.
Yeah.
You're going onto the court, going on the field, same exact thing you do before. If there's something you tap before you go out, you tap it again before you go back out. You wear the same jersey.
If you're the actual athlete, because
I am the athlete.
Oh, damn it. Okay.
I was low present tense.
That was about 20 pounds ago.
And almost 20 years. let's see. Whatever it is, Taylor had a question, right? She was asking about what's with guys and change.
There's so much change on the top of my dresser.
Right.
Why do we just leave it laying around?
All right. I don't leave it laying around. I move it from place to place. I have a little dish on my dresser that I throw coins in.
Same.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. And then those coins go into this little jar that's in my dressing area.
Right.
And then the jar goes down to a bigger unit down in the basement. Right. You know, because one overflows and I got to get the other one. When the other one's really full, I'm taking the other space and everything's empty. We have to start all over again.
The development.
Right. Yeah. That's it.
Mine is that I find them in my pocket and I just plop them down. Like, it's okay. I'll get to them. And then 2 years later, there's a dusty quarter there that I took out of my shorts.
Your kid, I bet, has a stash somewhere.
Yeah, the kids like run around, they find quarters on the tables. And stuff.
So it is Stupid Guy Thing Day. All right, if you have a question about a stupid, and by the way, leave the toilet seat out of this. All right, enough of the toilet seat debate. Right. Basically, it comes down to if we can remember to pick it up, you could remember to put it down. It's that simple. But if you've got another guy, a stupid guy thing, got a question for it, maybe it's tools, maybe it's the way we drive, whatever it might be, just call us here in the studio. Hiya, Lucy. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am doing great. So it's Stupid Guy Thing Day. What stupid guy thing don't you understand?
Why do guys get mad when they ask their girlfriends' wives to help them? And then they get mad at us because I'm not a plumber or an electrician or a carpenter. As soon as they ask for help and something goes wrong, it's automatically my fault.
Well, it probably was because you weren't helping correctly. You did not do correct helping. Right. Steve, you got anything to add to this?
No, I don't want your help. Because in turn, it's going to be me who does it anyway.
Right. In the long run, beyond, hey, hold this, because I don't have a third hand, right?
You're just there to tell me that I did it wrong a week and a half later. Like, that's seriously what happens.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
If you're a lady with a stupid guy day question, or if you're a guy who's got one, call us here in the studio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Ready Set Philly. Go to ReadySetPhilly.com to plan your post-vax return to the city. It's Todd Rundgren's birthday. And we're going to kind of span the career in three songs this morning. And we're going to start out with Hello, It's Me. Hello, It's Me is the first song Todd ever wrote. It was a chart hit for both his the original version that he did with the Nas. Right? And actually, it was no The, it's just Nas. And the 1968 solo version that he did years later. And, well, here's Todd explaining what inspired it.
I needed subject matter, and that was easy because I wasn't that far from having been dumped by my dream girl in high school. Actually, her father dumped me. I brought her home one day, and he saw my long hair and turned the hose on me. So I think he made her drop me. But what I did, essentially, in writing the lyrics was, I don't want to be the sap, so I turned the whole thing around. I made it seem as if I dropped her. I'll call you maybe once in a while, you know, but I've got other things to do. I'm moving on.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
So this morning I see this story about, it says time travel. I'm like, time travel? What the hell is that about? And basically it's, if you go on Street View on Google Maps, you can go, you can actually take it back some like 10, 11 years.
Oh, yeah. Steve and I just did this.
Oh, did you? Yeah. And it, so I went on there and I just went to my old neighborhood from where when I was a kid. And I'm looking at the apartment building that we lived in. And then I started thinking about this kid that lived next door. His name was Johnny Iman. Right? And they were, the building was filled with Italians. They were the one serious white WASP family that was in the building.
Okay.
All right. And every once in a while, I would get turned on to things that I didn't know existed, like Miracle Whip. Miracle Whip was not something that found in our house.
Sacrilege from Italian. Right.
But his parents made something called beef salad.
That sounds disgusting.
Okay. Now, not to be confused with ham salad. Beef salad. It was Miracle Whip, relish, and like pot roast meat that got chopped up and all mixed together, and then they would spread it on bread.
What?
And then one day I'm like eating and on white bread. Right. One day I was like, oh, well, Johnny, you must have lunch. I'm like, what's this?
Yeah, it's prison food.
Aren't you embarrassed?
Yes. Aren't you embarrassed?
Oh, you would be outraged.
I mean, every family probably had some sort of gross thing. Coming from an Italian family, we had Italian delicacies, but I wouldn't necessarily call them gross family products like beef salad.
Right, of course.
All right.
My parents kind of had a hodgepodge thing that they would make and still make to this day, simply called tuna, rice, and corn. TRC, a.k.a. the Gibson medley.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Tuna,
it's
rice, and
literally what it is.
Because the rice isn't enough starch.
Enough.
You had to add a starch to the starch.
Just use a little corn and some tuna. They make it constantly. Constantly. Like, the other day, they came over to babysit James. My mom brought a Tupperware packed with TRC in it. My Lauren looked over at me and was like, Dave.
Are we talking like cans, like Bumblebee tuna or something like that?
Yeah.
Not like fresh tuna?
No, not at all. Not at all.
It's not like tuna mac and cheese tuna.
No.
All right.
This is a Gibson delicacy.
Oh, they still make it.
All right.
Stop.
I don't know why.
Cindy, anything like that in your family?
My grandmother always used to make a Jell-O thing with Jell-O, cottage cheese, pineapples, and walnuts. And the walnuts were like, I hated it, but everybody else loved it.
That's not ambrosia salad. It's close to it, but it's not it. And it's not cottage cheese. That would be sour cream.
What was dumping things in Jell-O in the mid-century?
I have no idea. I have no idea at all. But it's very possible that your family had some sort of gross recipe. We want to hear about it. because of me doing some searching on Google Maps this morning, it got me thinking of an old friend and something that I had never eaten before. It was the grossest thing I could ever imagine for a little Italian kid, something called beef salad, which was chopped up pot roast, Miracle Whip, and relish, and then on white bread, right? You know, and I started asking around, started asking here in the studio, and Dave, what's that thing?
Tuna, rice, and corn.
Tuna, rice, yeah. and corn.
Also known as the Gibson medley.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my mom and dad eat it religiously. I mean, like weekly, like you eat pizza.
Really?
Yeah, it's on the dinner table once a week. Yep. They bring it with them to babysit. It's insane.
And then
what gets me. That is ridiculous. They bring it to Dave's house so they can watch James and still have dinner.
Yeah.
Give them money for pizza, you cheap piece of crap.
All right. Give them money.
And then we got some texts with some people. Potato chips, chicken soup, and tuna all stacked up like lasagna. They called it mock chicken. I don't get it. All right, chicken soup. Oh yeah, well, tuna is the chicken of the sea. You know, so we're asking people, and we've been asking for a while, and we've lined them all up as to what their gross family recipe is. And we got Susan here. Susan,
good morning.
Good morning. All right, gross family recipes. What did your folks make?
Well, my mom made this dish one time, and its official name is called Cherokee casserole. Why, I don't know, but it's ground beef and cream of mushroom soup, tomatoes and green olives, and I think there was a couple other things in there. I can't remember what, maybe some cheese or whatever. And my mom, the first time she made it, put salt in there, not realizing that the green olives were also salty. And the first bite my dad took, he goes, "What is this salty stuff?" And we all started laughing, and mom told him. And so from that time on, it was never called anything but the salty stuff, and it looked gross, but we loved it.
Yay. It does sound kind of good. I'm
looking at photo. It doesn't look like the worst thing. I mean, it just looks like...
Wait, so wait, somebody else makes this?
Apparently it's a thing. Granny's Cherokee casserole.
All right. Why do we blame everything on the Native Americans?
Yeah, it's really unfair.
Bob!
Yo!
Gross family recipe. What was it?
Bologna salad.
Bologna salad?
Ground up bologna with Miracle Whip and sweet pickles. And you mix it all up and you put it all on white bread. It's not too bad.
I don't believe you... one bit. First, bologna's disgusting.
Right. You might as well, you know, chop up hot dogs and do the exact same recipe. No one would know the difference.
Has to be bologna.
Okay. Jim, what about you?
Hey, let's talk about the TRC, a.k.a. Gibson medley.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, about 15 years ago when I was a single man, you come home from work and you don't want to have to cook a meal. So you grab a can of tuna, a packet of 90-second Uncle Ben's rice, and a canned vegetable of your choice, and you cut bachelor salad.
Wait, hold on. So you did the same thing, you just rebranded it?
Pretty much, yeah.
Come on.
Are you having an affair with my mom?
What does your robe look like?
Yeah,
that's an inside joke for us in here.
Gail, what about yourself?
So my father used to eat a sandwich that had... raisin bread, remember the raisin bread? With
I eat raisin bread to this day.
Well, the raisin bread with the icing on top, which is really delicious, right?
Okay, I've never had it with icing on top, but I
two
I
good
can
things.
See that. Yeah. That sounds good. Okay, all right.
He would add a slice of bologna, a can of sardines that were in a mustard sauce, and then some stuff called Mrs. Chow Chow. I don't know what it was. It was like a relish.
Are you serious?
Why sardines?
Why raisin bread?
Yes, how did this happen?
Raisin bread with icing, bologna, sardines. Oh, my God. That's
maybe
disgusting.
Maybe the salt-sugar combination.
I don't know.
There's much better salty than, and sweet.
That's worse than Spanchovy loaf.
Oh, God.
That's terrible also.
What do you call this?
Disgusting.
Yeah, yes. All right. Well done, Gail.
You came around.
The words of meatloaf, you took the words right out of my mouth. Have a good morning.
Thank you, too, guys.
Okay, Ed, what about yourself? Family's gross recipe. What was it?
My father called it slump flump.
Flump flump?
Yes, because, you know, he would clean out the refrigerator and dumped all the leftovers into a pot, and that's what it sounded like when he hit it.
Oh, my God.
He heated it up, and that's what our dinner was for that evening before we went shopping the next day.
I've got to ask, what kind of combinations were in flump flump?
It didn't matter. It was all the leftovers from the week.
Oh, God. Did you and your brothers and sisters dread flump flump night?
Oh, yes, we did.
Yeah, I can imagine. Oh, we're getting flump tonight.
It's nothing screams single father like flump flump.
Well, I mean, that's the sound that you heard when it
Oh, I know. We figured out that much.
No, it's genius.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
We said we would do it this morning, so let's go for it.
It's now time for us to go into
the isolation booth.
And in case you've never encountered the isolation booth before, this is where we go out, we search for tracks. Sometimes you can find them on the internet. Over the years, I've gotten them from friends and things. And we remix the song so that you can hear some of the stuff that the singer is up to. A lot of this stuff gets buried in the mix. So yesterday, I went looking for something. I'm not sure if you were in the room, Dave, when this happened, but I went looking for something, and it's something that I have commented on for a very long time. And as soon as I hit this,
you know I'm going to leave.
Steve let out a noise, the likes of which I have never heard before.
I was there.
It was like, whoa. Yeah.
We knew exactly what was happening.
I think the noise I made was,
You know I'm going to leave. You know I'm going to go.
And I've commented on Burton Cummins making that noise for the longest time.
Forever.
But it is incredible the work that he puts into this song. So, ladies and gentlemen, American Woman, the Guess Who, and the isolation version of it.
Goodbye, American woman. Goodbye, American chick.
Every once in a while, when we find these tracks, there are vocals that, like, never made it into the mix, like the end of that, you know, like, goodbye, American woman, goodbye, American chick, right? But let me see if I can find it. Here we go. All right. I just love.
You know I'm going to leave. You know I'm going to go. You know I'm going to leave. You know I'm going to go, woman. I'm going to leave, woman.
That last go, woman.
Go, woman.
I mean, that sounds like somebody's been constipated for a long time.
Painful, man.
Oh, man.
Those breaths too. He's taking.
Yeah, and you know, when he was doing this, you know, every time I hear this,
you know, I'm gonna leave.
You know, he was like bending into the microphone.
Yeah, right. You can see that.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. The Guess Who. Somebody thought I was running a contest when I kept saying, guess who's in the isolation booth? And they're like, oh, I wonder what band's going to be. No, what's the Guess Who?
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, isn't it sweet?
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Speaking of things headed our way, Gene Simmons is headed our way. Isn't Gene going to be on
Correct.
The show tomorrow?
Yes, he'll be on tomorrow. All Bring your oxygen tanks.
Yeah, because he sucks the air out of the room. All right, but no, they've got that Kistery special coming up on, was that A&E? Is
A&E, right? The 27th and 28th, two hours each night.
Yeah, it's Sunday and Monday. Yeah.
And they've got a biopic in the works.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, now we know what to talk to him about.
Correct.
All right. Because all we have to do is tell me about this and this and then sit back for 10 minutes.
Well, John.
All right. By the way, we didn't mention it today, but today is National Kissing Day, and it's also National Onion Ring Day.
Ah.
All right. Now, if we combine that with Gene Simmons, you get.
Did you just eat an onion? I can't kiss you right now. You wanted a ring on your finger, but your pie hole is smelling foul. Just a few more hours till I can get close to you. I'll bring you a box of breath mints, 'cause Beth, you smell like poo. Beth, you smell like poo.
Kiss fans are either laughing their asses off or they're really, really pissed.
There's an army outside.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Thank you, John!
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.